Hey, Rashawn, I'm calling you after the show. Your company has some explaining to do, man, for this one. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Our man of the scenes, on the scenes, I should say. Courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Cordell Woodland. What's going on, Cordell?
Good morning, guys. Morning.
Now, we know we're less than a week from rookies reporting to training camp, but I got to ask you a baseball question to get out the gate because I know you're still engaged. With the Orioles winning 3 in a row, 9 games under 500 going into this one and starting to try to make a move, was last night the worst loss of the 2025 season?
It's funny. I don't think it's the worst loss, but it's definitely a top 3 loss. Manzalino kind of referenced that 8-0 collapse that they had in Tampa.
Yep.
I'm undecisive if that's the worst loss or if the Easter Sunday debacle is the worst loss of the year. I'm probably leaning Easter Day because of who they lost to and it being at home, and then they roll into Washington and get beat up by the Nationals, who are just blowing it up right now. But definitely, I think last night was probably the third worst loss of the year, and it just feels like every week we're in store for some sort of like memorable loss for the Orioles. It just seems like it happens on a weekly basis at this point.
Well, people are, you know, obviously the discussion is still about the possibility of a postseason run with a wild card bid. There's 72 games left. They only won 40 out of the first 90. So how are they going to win 45 or 50 out of the next 72?
And they've gotten hot. They've had a good stretch of baseball here recently over the last month or so. And they've made no impact in the standings.
No. I mean, you know how baseball is. It's streaky.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so you got to get hot at the right time while also hoping that another team goes cold. And you've got to win those division matchups. You got to win those conference, those league matchups against teams that are definitely ahead of you in the race. It's just too much has to go right. And you look at their schedule going forward, they're about to start playing some really good teams here, even after the break, and even to close the break here now against the Mets, who are one of the best teams in baseball. And then they finish up against the Marlins, who are as unpredictable as they come right now. That's definitely a team that can beat you. So, I mean, In my mind, I've kind of already kind of stamped this as a lost season. Adley going down was the last straw for me. I just didn't really feel like they could recover, and all they've done is continue to get catchers hurt. I mean, you just can't make some of this stuff up with them.
Yeah, if only they had the best catching prospect in all of baseball. I mean, anyway, hey, Cordell, you know, we look at certain things coming up at the trade deadline. How are you as far as who you're willing to move, who you're not? We've heard some interesting names pop up. Adley's name was one of them. People have talked about Batista. You know, even us, we have our favorites on the show that we don't want to see go, but there's some expiring contracts that probably more than likely, if this continues, have to go.
Yeah, I mean, Cedric Mullins is one of those guys. And we talked to Sid yesterday, and he's, you know, personally, I don't want to see Sid go. I really like Sid on and off the field. So that's going to be a big blow for sure, a loss in the clubhouse. But he's in that situation to where it's like Cedric Mullins is here after the trade deadline. What are they doing right now from a business standpoint? Definitely nothing personal with him. I'm not necessarily there on trading Batista yet. I would have to almost be blown away.
Yeah, I don't understand that trade.
He's got another year of control.
Yeah, I think we're all in the same boat on that.
He's not easy to replace. You saw that with Kimbrel last year, and I don't want to see that movie again. And even though Batista isn't what he was before the Tommy John, he's still one of the best closers in baseball right now. So I'm not saying I'm not entertaining it, but again, they'd have to blow me away. I'm definitely not shopping them. Not necessarily there on trading Adley yet. I mean, most of the expiring contracts, yes. O'Hearn, all these guys, they can go. Kramer's an interesting one because he has control. And now with what's happening with Eflin being on the IL, Sagano has kind of been moonwalking here over the last few outings. I'm not saying that I'm shopping Kramer either, but I'm definitely more willing to let Kramer go than I am Batista. I'm definitely more willing to listen to offers and considering he has control, he might be a guy that could net you a few pieces. And I just feel like we know who Dean Kramer is at this point. He'll have some really good outings. He'll stink it up at times. He may be a decent stopper when you need a really good outing from a starter. But at the same time, right now, they need as many good trade assets as they can have. And he may be one of their best ones right now. So I'm curious to see what happens with him. But all the guys on expiring contracts, I'm fully expecting them to try to at least move on from them.
It would be remiss if we don't ask you before you go, Cordell, training camp, rookies report next week. Your thoughts, what are you looking forward to the most to see these guys come in?
Just to see guys still continue to pick up. The Ravens rookie class this year, it's not a lot of, you know, questions. Outside of the kicker, obviously, that's a big one. But in terms of their top guys, Malachi Starks and Mike Green, mm-hmm. Those dudes, it seems like they fit in like a glove. So I just want to see that continue to go on, especially for Malachi being on the back end of the defense. I really have no concerns about him necessarily right now. He's playing with a really good group, an experienced group for the most part. So I think that'll help him stay on track. Mike Green, I think the talent and potential is there. Mm-hmm. I just want to see what it looks like once the pads get on, once he really starts to get into some of those one-on-one fights with the offensive linemen, once they really start to go live in those periods where they're fully padded. I want to see some of that explosiveness that I see when the pads aren't on. I want to see that from Mike Green then. So just to see, I just want to see what I saw in mini camp and rookie mini camp carry over into training camp for those young guys.
And you'll hear a lot of Cordell next week as he fills in all week for Bob Haney on Vinny and Haney. Thanks a lot, Cordell.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man.
Now, Jeremy, you look a little startled.
What?
You thought Cordell was putting his own stipulations on trades?
No, he... I wish we could go back and play it. Because it sounds like something I would have said as a Freudian slip.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to...
What?
Nothing.
He said you got to blow him away for the trade.
Yeah.
And when he first said it, he missed
forgot away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, man, that's what it takes to get a trade to go down these days? Like, I'm interested
and
in
go
going
down.
In,
yeah, you said go down.
I'm interested in getting Mackenzie Gore, but I don't know if I want to give that up. Like, by the way, if the Nats are trading Mackenzie Gore, I'm calling them and saying, all right, so you guys want Mayo and you want who else? Like, because that's an upper echelon starting pitcher with a ton of control. And I thought you were going another way with it. What?
I thought you were going with the Nats are trading Mackenzie Gore. I'm calling them, asking them, why are you doing that?
Well, first off,
why are you trading Mackenzie to get another Mackenzie Gore?
But I'm just saying, you remember the guy at Firefest when they needed the water and I'm saying, like, you know, I don't know that I'd be willing, but I'm listening.
Honestly, but dude, why would you want to trade Mackenzie Gore? He's not a free agent until after the 27 season. You got him 26 and 27.
Well, that's why, like, with the GM being fired and the manager being fired, somebody was just talking about it, said if they are really thinking about trading Mackenzie Gore, they could get an amazing amount for it. But I go back to it. Their three best players they got in that trade, their off seasons have been terrible. Their drafts have been outside of Dylan Cruz, but we need to see him start hitting. But James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, and C.J. Abrams, they got all those guys in the Juan Soto trade. And they have nothing else. So they're thinking that they might want to blow it up yet again.
He's 26 years old.
I don't believe that they are thinking about trading him, but there's a reason why they're talking
about
it. You
know what talks I would have with Mackenzie Gore right now, Ed?
No.
Can you sign here?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Yeah, his 5 years, $200 million. Yeah. Sign this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to Mackenzie Gore with.
So why is this even be talked about?
That's a rumor that's out there. When he said
I know that's what I meant. I mean, that's why it's talked about here. I mean, why is it being talked about out there? It sounds so unlikely.
Yeah.
It's,
if you're going to blow it all up, why would you have a pitcher if you're going to be a middling team and you're not going to re-sign him? Why wouldn't you trade him now with more control? Where
do you think
more?
They have to blow it up?
I don't think
they have to blow it up.
I don't either.
I think they got to add pieces to what they have.
Like, people talk about the Orioles blowing up, which is just one of the most ridiculous things. With the Nats, I understand it because you're looking around the rest of the team. Stop signing all these has-been vets.
They do that a lot. They do that a lot. They do.
I mean, if you're serious about contention and you're serious about winning, why are you kicking the tires on guys that have been on 17 teams? You know what I mean? Like, it's just... And I know they have some players that they like, but I feel like they're going through what Baltimore went through. Remember when people would love... Oh, We talk about Jorge Mateo. It's like, oh, you, what are you talking? You can't get rid of Luis. Luis is great at second. Of course you can. If the guys aren't hitting and your outfield mm-hmm. sucks and you're pitching, look at their pitching staff. It's one of the worst in baseball. Mm-hmm. Mackenzie Gore's the guy you have.
And you try to get rid of him.
Everybody else sucks.
That doesn't make sense to me.